Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got to talk to our NFL insider there, Ike.
Oh, he knows what's going on.
Ian Rappaport, Rap Sheet, was just talking, I believe, to Jeffrey Lurie about Carson Wentz's ACL injury. What's up, Rap Sheet?
Yeah, what's going on? I was just talking to Jeffrey Lurie about 5 minutes ago, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we were talking awesome. About your tweet. So
how soon will Carson be back? For the bye week or not?
Yeah, I wish. Well, you know, just a couple quick things from my chat with Jeffrey Lurie. You know, first of all, surgery went well. It was Dr. Bradley in Pittsburgh. That's the Steelers team doctor. Very, very well respected and you know, a guy who just around the league, you know, everyone likes their own team doctor, but, you know, players get to choose and he chose him. And it sounded like it went very well. Just the ACL, no complications. I asked Lurie if there's anything he found out in surgery that would make him think Carson Wentz would not be ready for the 2018 season, and he said absolutely not. So, you know, it's not good news, but because he's not going to play next week, but, you know, sounds like everything that could have gone well for Wentz went well, and, you know, Lurie also told me that Wentz wanted to have surgery as early as humanly possible to start the rehab process.
Yep, so what is, quickly, Ian, what is, I know we've heard, I've heard anywhere from 6 to 9 to 12 months, seems like 9 is kind of that bar, and it could go a little bit further. I mean, you're looking at it, what had happened in December. Going to be a little bit of a stretch at this point, based on some other cases, for him to be ready to start the season. It's going to be right there on that line.
I have a very hard time imagining that he won't be ready for the season. I mean, look, there could be complications. Mm-hmm. You know, Tom Brady had his, and there was an infection, and it didn't. You know, he ended up being ready anyway, but. You know, there was an infection that may have delayed the process, so who knows? Yeah. But the time frame should make him ready for the season. I mean, guys can come back in, you know, eight months. You're not going to be 100%, you know. There's different levels of readiness. You know, if he was a receiver, for instance, he'd be able to cut at, like, 9 months, you know, and play. Right. But at 11 months, he'd be sharp and cutting on a dime like usual, you know. But for a quarterback, he just needs to step and throw. So I would definitely expect him to be ready for this season.
All right.
Yeah. I guess.
I mean, honestly, like the way we're at now with medical technology,
yeah.
I mean, guys are rehabbing faster and faster. I mean, it would be – look, Joe Flacco had this in 2015, got injured 2 weeks, I believe, before Carson, you know, sort of respectively. And was ready and easy by the season.
Yeah, I said it earlier, Ian. I said, you know, these ACL tears, although no one wants to go through it, they've almost turned out to be like a broken bone. You know how broken bones heal at a certain rate? But these ACL tears where you sort of thought, oh, no, my career may be in jeopardy. This is just another rehabbing process, basically.
That's exactly right. And, you know, it's not a fun process. And,
right.
I think, you know, Carson's going to work his butt off. But, you know, he's such a good guy. He's good, you know, good person, certainly a good worker. And I just, you know, look, a couple of days, if he had waited 2 weeks, I don't think it would have affected things. But you got to like the fact that he wanted it done literally as fast as humanly possible. That's a good thing.
Did you in talking with Jeffrey Lurie, did you get a chance to talk about, I guess, the immediate future moving forward with the quarterback situation and how comfortable they are with Nick? But more importantly than being comfortable with Nick, how comfortable are they with Nate Sudfeld as the backup, and whether or not a veteran could possibly be brought in here?
Definitely comfortable with Foles, and you know, I'll have some more on this on Sunday when I'll be talking about it on game day morning. But you know, definitely comfortable with Nick, and I think I mean, this is why you pay money for a backup quarterback. This is why people go crazy when backup quarterbacks make $4 or $5 million. It's so worth it because you have a situation like this, catastrophic injury, mm-hmm. and the Eagles don't have to cancel their season. They will be okay. It may not be like it was, but they're going to have a chance to do everything they wanted to do, even with Carson Wentz in. It's just a matter of do they do it or not. Mm-hmm. You know, as far as Sudfeld, I didn't specifically ask. Honestly, like, I didn't feel like I need to. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a guy they like. They've worked extremely hard to develop. He may not be Tom Brady, but, you know, Sudfeld's a guy that they really like. As far as a backup goes, a young developmental quarterback, like,
yeah,
you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up being a long-term backup for them down the road.
Well,
I agree with that, yeah, for sure. They certainly love him as someone they want to develop. We were looking at more of the immediate future. It's because you got three regular season games left to play, right? And you can't necessarily predict when another injury is going to happen.
True.
And you know what I'm saying? So that's sort of what we were thinking about.
I absolutely hear what you're saying. But the problem is, like, who would you get? You know, like, is Sean Hill? That's like,
oh, no. No.
Insert generic.
Well, RG3.
Yeah, RG3 was lobbying for the job today on First Take.
I'm sure he was. I mean, you know. Unemployed player would like to be employed. I get it. I absolutely get it. You know, but is RG3 really going to give the team a better chance than Sudfeld has been in the system all year? Do they? But, you know,
I say yes.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I say yes.
Maybe.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
I mean, come on. But Ian, here's the thing. Because now you're down to Sudfeld. What if something does happen to Nick Foles? And we're certainly not rooting for it. We're just. Howie Roseman should be looking at the possibility. Then what are you doing? Then you're relying on Sudfeld. Maybe it's for a half. Then you have Sudfeld, and then who? It wouldn't be a bad idea to bring somebody else in here.
Yeah, I mean, but is RG3, let's say it's RG3, okay?
All right.
Is that really going to give you a better chance at winning? A guy who comes in, you know, and it's not like when he played, he was like a full pro-style progression quarterback.
But he's played, though, Ian. He's played. Sudfeld got cut by the Redskins. They drafted him. What does that tell you what they thought of him?
I mean, teams. I'm not saying Nate Sudfeld's going to be Tom Brady. I'm just saying teams make mistakes all the time, cut guys, and they have success in other teams, other systems. I'm just not sure that RG3, without knowledge of a system, comes in and in a week is better than someone who's been there all year, even if Sudfeld can't throw, which he can.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just try to get you to support our cause. That's all. That's all.
Well, Ian, what are people saying around the league? So now you look at it, and you look at it, and we're talking to Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. He's our NFL insider. So now you look at what the Eagles have to do, as Ike mentioned, three regular season games, and if you win two of them, you're assured to have not only a first-round bye, but home field throughout the NFC playoffs. What's the rest of the league saying? What are the GMs and everybody else that you talk about saying about Foles being in charge and the Eagles' chances going forward into the playoffs?
Well, first of all, I was, you know, there's been a lot of bad injuries this year, but there's been two where I've been stunned by the response. When Deshaun Watson went down and when Carson Wentz went down, I had so many opponents, coaches, GMs, a couple players, just reach out and say how bad they felt. That was interesting to me. I mean, for some reason, and you guys probably know, but, like, for some reason, you know, Carson Wentz is a guy that even people who hate the Eagles root for. You know, like, so the reaction has been everyone's kind of upset because he's so good for the league, because he's so good, and he's a good person.
Yeah.
You know, as far as Foles go, I mean, everyone knows he's not the same, but I haven't had anybody tell me that the Eagles are done. Like, this is not – last year when Derek Carr went down for the Raiders, seems like a good comparison.
Right, yep.
People really felt they were in trouble.
And they were.
I didn't feel like that, and I was very wrong. They were in trouble because, you know, it was – I think it was McGloin and Cook, if I remember correctly.
Correct.
Both those guys didn't play well. This is not that situation. I mean, they're not – it's not the same, but, you know, I think the Eagles still have a chance to do what they want to do.
Yeah, especially if they can get home field advantage. I mean, anything's possible when you're playing here in the link. Yeah.
No doubt
about
it.
You know, get to a point where you can rest guys week 17. I mean, sure, I think all that would be good.
Ian Rappaport doing good work.
Always.
Always. Ian, we will talk to you next week, and we will see Aaron Rodgers is back. That changes the NFC picture.
That's going to be fun.
This NFC's wild going down the stretch, Ian.
It's so good. It's so high level and good that there's going to be some awesome teams we're going to be watching from home in January, and that sucks for them. But it's going to be great for us.
I want to ask Ian before we let him out of here. Yeah. biggest matchup of the weekend, possible AFC championship game preview. Just your thoughts on that game and whether or not if anybody in that AFC can unseat one of these two teams in the Patriots and the Steelers, or is it a foregone conclusion that's who it's going to be in the AFC championship game?
Yeah, I mean, both those teams are great, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's Patriots-Steelers in the AFC title game, but I'm actually really curious about, like, some of the other teams, mm-hmm. Chargers,
you know, like, yeah.
If they get in, how good are they?
Yeah.
The Chiefs, like, look, they really struggled for a while, but they talent-wise, they got everything. Mm-hmm. So if they start to hit their stride there, like, they'd be an awful team to face in the playoffs because they, you know, they don't really, really have a weakness, you know?
Yeah.
And then the other one, interestingly, is the Ravens. You know, like, they haven't been great this year. Offense has struggled a lot, but their defense is so good that if they start to get a little bit offensively, they can make things uncomfortable for teams. So, like, there are some teams who could possibly be spoiler, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Ian, talk to you next week, man. Good job.
Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, bro.
All right, thanks, guys.
There he is. Rap sheet coming back.
We couldn't get Ian to bite on our RG3. Damn it.
Yeah, but, like, he can say RG3, and he makes good points to where it's this late in the season, and is he really going to be that much better? There's nobody in the world that can say whether or not Nate Sudfeld can come into a game and win a football game. He might be able to, but if you're fine with having him and nobody else, then I don't know what to tell you. I'm not. I would like some more insurance if something happens to the starting quarterback.
We didn't say cut Nate Sudfeld. We said sign RG3.
888-729-9494. Like, why not? He's going to get the minimum, right?
Let's bring Matt McGloin back here then.
No. How about that? No!
Yeah. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.